It was quiet in Cleveland last night, one day after a white police officer was acquitted of all charges in the shooting deaths of a black man and woman who were unarmed. Protests on Saturday ended with dozens of arrests, but no major disturbances. From member station WCPN, Nick Castell reports.
More than 2 years ago, Cleveland police officer Michael Brillo and 12 other officers opened fire on the driver and passenger of a car after a long chase. Police mistakenly thought Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams were armed. Officers fired 137 gunshots, killing the pair. Brillo was the only officer charged in the shooting. He waived his right to a jury trial, and on Saturday, a judge found him not guilty. Cleveland officials had been hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst, and the protests that followed were largely nonviolent. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says Saturday night a few scuffles broke out as protesters walked down a street lined with popular eateries.
At that point, we deemed that things had gotten unsafe, not only for the general public, but for the protesters and the officers themselves, and we made the decision to disperse.
Around 70 people were arrested after police in helmets and shields converged on protesters. They're scheduled for arraignment today in a special holiday court session. Standing outside Cleveland's Justice Center on Sunday, Rachel Smith says that with those arrests, she and other activists felt like the wind had been knocked out of them. She says while protest movements in other parts of the country took off quickly, such as after the shooting death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, that didn't happen here.
Whereas we've seen large community responses to Mike Brown and some of the other things that have happened, Cleveland was a slow starter. In that response. And the why is a really big question.
Local leaders think they may have part of the answer. For weeks, the city has been organizing community groups in preparation for the verdict. The judge announced his decision on a Saturday morning because there'd be minimal downtown traffic, according to the court. And in daylight hours, police have allowed protesters to have their say.
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Don't shoot!
On Cleveland's east side, about a dozen people marched through the streets yesterday. Though the crowd was small, many in this neighborhood sympathized with them. As she left church nearby, Donna Poli said prosecutors should have charged other officers who opened fire as well.
They should have someone held responsible for it. But there's two people dead, and the one person that they say should have been responsible is walking the street just like me and you.
But another case here may draw greater attention. The fatal shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice by a Cleveland officer last November. It's one of several police incidents still under investigation in Cleveland. Last year, Tanisha Anderson, a woman with mental illness, died as officers took her into custody. Her family has sued the city. Also last year, a Justice Department report cited police here for a pattern and practice of using unreasonable force. The city is now negotiating reforms. At the end of the Eastside protest, Shantaya McCurdy said she hopes those reforms will yield a police department that better knows the neighbors it serves.
You relate to those people when something bad does happen, they feel safe and feel okay talking to you about it. But as long as that us against them attitude, you'll never get nowhere with them because the people that are good and bad fear the police.
Downtown last night, the number of people attending the Cavaliers-Hawks playoff game far outnumbered the handful of protesters who tried to block traffic just outside. The gathering of fans included those who feel police deserve more credit for their work. While more demonstrations could happen this week, many here appear grateful that an atmosphere of nonviolence has prevailed as the city continues to wrestle with major contentious issues between residents and the police. For NPR News, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.